So I'm the moderator, but I'm also one of the speakers. So my name is Colby Moorberg. I'm at Kansas State University. And one of the main roles that I play for my appointment is actually teaching our introductory soil science class. And one of the projects that I've been working on since I started there is actually developing a soils laboratory manual. And this summer released it as an open source manual that all of you could use if you want to. And so that's what I'll be discussing today. And so to give you guys some context, so my class is about 120 students, and we teach it twice a year. And there's five lab sections for each class. And when I started at K-State, the manual that was previously used was actually $165 when I arrived for a lab manual. Yeah, and our textbook was the Brady and Weil Elements of the Nature and Properties of Soils. And that retails, I think, for $127. And so the lab manual actually cost more than the textbook. I actually figured it up. It was 75 cents a page. Yeah, that's a lot. So I wanted to remedy that because I actually felt guilty when I stepped into my role. 2 weeks later, I started my first class, and it was about a semester too late to actually change the textbook. And so I apologized to the students and told them to find some way to get it for cheap. But that fall, I started working on this manual to replace it. And so my objectives for the project were to first develop this lab manual and eventually share it as an open source lab manual for other soils instructors who might have the same issue that I had. And also, I wanted to survey the students and so I could summarize their views on textbooks, textbook cost, open textbooks, and their thoughts on this soils laboratory manual. And so we developed the K-State edition of the soils laboratory manual. And I specify the K-State edition because my sort of vision for these is to actually have people develop their own university-specific lab manuals kind of based on this one. And so how I actually developed it was when I was a grad student at North Carolina State, we used a lab manual that was developed in-house dating back to, I think, around 2003, I think was the earliest copy that we found. And so they had developed it in-house. They provided it to the students for free as a PDF, and they also sold it for the cost of printing through the bookstore for like $16 or something. So that seemed like a much better option for me, but a lot of it was sort of North Carolina-centric, and so I reworked it and took out some chapters, added new chapters, reworked a lot of the chapters, and eventually came up with the Kansas State edition. The lab manual was designed so that each chapter or each laboratory goes through four steps. So we first review the concepts, and then we have the students, or we suggest that they complete some pre-lab questions, so kind of like suggested homework problems. And then we have the actual activity that we do for that lab. And then at the end of each lab, they have some type of assignment, and I'll discuss those in a second here. But I provide this to the students as a free PDF, and we'll talk about the cost savings here in a little bit. So it's designed with 15 different laboratories, and you can see the table of all the labs we have on the right side there. And so we kind of cover all the main topics in soil science. We also have three field trips, two of which are field trips. So we usually go out and look at a cultivated soil pit, and also go out to some rangeland that K-State has and look at a prairie soil. And so we see a relatively native prairie soil compared to a cultivated soil. And we also tour the K-State composting facility, and so we talk about that during our soil biology unit. So get a range of different topics in there. And the three types of assignments we have are quizzes, which are worth 50 points, and we have problem sets, which are sort of like worksheets, I guess, and they're worth 75, and then we have lab summaries or reports that are worth 100. And the students' favorite are the quizzes because they're quick and easy and don't require nearly as much work as reports. But all right. So for the financial impact, so previously this was the total cost for taking a class outside of just paying the tuition and fees for it. So we have our textbook, $127 for Brady and Weil, and the lab manual was, so after I no longer required it, the price actually dropped down to $116, because apparently most of the demand was from K-State, apparently. and at that time, there was zero fees associated with the textbook for the class. And so the total cost was $243. And so after I incorporated the use of the soils laboratory manual, there was $127 for the textbook. For the lab manual, it's actually free, but I included the $2 in there because in the survey, I looked at how many students actually printed it off. Most of them were able to print it for free, but some did print it for cost, and typically it was around $10 for them, a conservative estimate was about $10 to actually print it somewhere. But only a few people actually pay for printing. And so actually the estimated total cost averaged out across all those students ended up being about $2 a student. And then the K-State Open and Alternative Textbook Initiative is who actually funded this work. And what they do at K-State is they take classes that use textbooks that were funded through their program, and they add a $10 fee per semester for each student, and that fee goes into so $9 actually stays with me to maintain the textbook, and then $1 of it goes back to the university to fund the development of new open source textbooks for other classes. And so they have a $10 fee that's associated with it, and so the total cost is $139, and so the student saved $104 relative to the current price for the previous lab manual. For the survey, we did it during the fall and spring semesters during the last school year, and we had 213 respondents, and we got a pretty high response rate because I offered them extra credit to do it. So wasn't a whole lot of extra credit, but ended up being about 0.9% of the final grade, and since pretty much everyone did it, it didn't really affect any grades whatsoever. So. But I had the demographics shown on the right side there. So we have quite a few different majors in the class. So agronomy and horticulture are two biggest ones, but there's a lot of other classes in there as well. And it's spread across freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors. So, and we conducted this survey using Qualtrics. And some of the results from that, the first question was, have textbook or lab manual costs ever impacted which or how many classes you've taken? And about a third of the class that it had. So basically, some of the students are potentially not taking the classes that they need to, and so it kind of slows down their progress and their degree. The majority of the class had actually foregone purchasing a required textbook for a course. And of those that said they had foregone purchasing a textbook, most of them said that occasionally or regularly affected their ability to study effectively, and probably negatively impacted their grade. And so they're having both a financial impact and an academic impact based on textbook costs. And so, so that really kind of showed me that this was a pretty important project to focus on. And also, most of them said that they would be more likely to enroll in a class if it used an open source or open access textbook. And so I was also curious about format. So if I was going to release this and make it public, I wanted it to be in some sort of format that most people would be able to utilize pretty well and that the students would actually use. And so during the fall of 2016, we actually offered it in two different formats. One was a free PDF, so they could take it, use it digitally, or print it off if they wanted, or they could purchase a printed copy through the bookstore for $27. And so... so you can see the results there on the top. Most of them use the free PDF, and then of those that use the free PDF, most of them printed a hard copy anyway. And then in the spring of 2017, I actually eliminated the bookstore option, partly because this lab manual is licensed through a Creative Commons license, but the bookstore company that subcontracted the printing actually required a $10 fee to copyright the material, and which wasn't necessary. So I argue with them to get the students the right to print off their own. So we did that. So that year, most of them ended up printing a hard copy. And so that tells me that we need something that is either readable on a screen through through laptops based on the digital access, like you see down below, or can be easily printed for printing hard copies. And so that's why I offer it as a PDF for our students. So I want to talk about how we can how we made it available to everyone here. So we recently published a paper in Natural Sciences Education, and it's in, the article actually focuses on the survey and the development of the manual and how we're providing it as open source, but it also includes a PDF copy of the manual as supplemental material. And it's been, I talked to the Tri-Society staff, and they said it's been one of the more popular natural sciences education publications this year. So it's been a lot of downloads, over 2,000 since we published it, and that's just over 6 weeks. So so a lot of people are interested in it. We also published it as a standalone book. So it was supplemental on the natural sciences education article, but it's a standalone publication as an open access book through New Prairie Press, which is K-State's open source textbook publishing company. And that's had 42 downloads. And we also provide it and all the ancillary materials for it through our website. So David Krause, the co-author, and I, we developed this website called Open Soil Science. So if you go to open.soilscience.info, we have everything listed there, and we actually have access, or we have a Google form there, where if you fill it out and basically prove that you're not a student looking for answer keys, then we get your information, and we add access to a Google Drive folder where you can actually download all the instructor versions, all the assignments that we have, and all the original files. And we have right now we have 33 people that have gained access to that. And I also want to talk about open access and open source. So open access means that anyone can access it for free. But open source means that you can actually, like anyone can go in and develop their own version of it or make contributions. And so so we went the open source route. And we actually wanted it not to have a lot of people working on one version of the manual. We wanted the manual to serve as kind of a baseline so people could develop their own version of it. So it's a slightly different take on open source. But how we developed it is we have our different levels of contribution, just like for open source software. So Firefox, for example, we have different levels of contribution. And we have that set up for this lab manual as well. So David Krause and I are the primary authors, and we have the co-authors who right now are the ones that actually contributed to previous versions of the manual in previous years. And we have secondary authors and contributors and minor contributors. So we have a couple different levels of contribution. Want to acknowledge all the people that have worked towards it. So we got funding from the K-State Open and Alternative Textbook Initiative, and so our secondary authors, so the faculty members that contributed to some portions of the manual, are listed there. We also had Nora and Mickey Ransom, some Mickey's in the audience here, and Kim Kirshen. They helped either edit the manual or work on developing the manuscript. And then our minor contributors are, for the most part, my graduate TAs. So they helped kind of pull out all the typos and help with clarity and everything like that. So, all right. So that's my the references for it. And if any of you are interested in contacting me, I have my email address. And I'm also pretty active on Twitter. So Colby Digs Soil is my Twitter handle. All right. We got about a minute or two for questions. If you all have any, yeah.
I'm in upstate New York, so if I get onto your main website, can I find if someone around me? I wouldn't have the expertise to modify your.
Oh.
But could I find that someone else in my region has worked on it?
Yeah, so I should have mentioned that. So how we have it shared on the Google Drive is we have university-specific folders in there. So right now it's just NC State and K-State. But the idea is as people develop their own manuals or their own versions of it or their own materials, what we want to do is have institution-specific folders. And so say SUNY or something develop their own version, then they could have their own folder. And people in the area, so community colleges or other universities, could just grab onto that manual and and kind of take it from there. So we want to try to build a community of people developing their own manuals for it. Yeah. Any other questions? Yeah.
Do you hear anything from outside, or is it just internal between your editors?
So it was peer reviewed through the Natural Sciences Education,
okay.
And so and the manual was included as supplemental to that, and then I guess we had an editor for the manual itself.
And how long did it take you to write it
all? Too long, probably. I started working on it in the summer of 2015, I went through a couple iterations of it, and then eventually had the form that we tested out with the students in fall of 2016, spring of 2017, and then worked out all the kinks enough to go ahead with publishing it this summer. Yeah.
So do you have any supplemental lectures to this, or this is just the course for introductory soil science?
It's just the manual and the assignments that go with it. We do as I add more materials to go with it, I plan to add those or share those as well. But yeah, for right now, we just kind of have the bare minimum. But, all right, so need to move on to the next speaker. But if you guys have any questions, we can talk about it later.
Yeah,